Town to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today, talking with the Collingwood All about the situation with Russia right after this.
This is a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. If you believe the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, improperly denied you farm loan benefits between 1981 and 2000 because you are Hispanic or female, you may be eligible to apply for compensation. For more information about the claims process, call toll-free 1-888-508-4429 or visit www.farmerclaims.gov. The claims period closes March 25, 2013. Anyone who wishes to participate in the claims process must obtain a claims package by calling 1-888-508-4429 or by going to www.farmerclaims.gov. That's 1-888-508-4429 or visit www.farmerclaims.gov. The claims period closes March 25, 2013. This has been a message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
We continue to report from Tampa, and the 2013 Cattle Industry Convention had the opportunity to sit down and visit with our longtime friend Colin Woodall, lead lobbyist for NCBA in their Washington, D.C. office. We talked with him about, among other things, some international issues, including the continuing rancor between the U.S. and the Russians over a feed additive. According to Colin, the banning of U.S. beef products, simply not acceptable.
We've been very disappointed with Russia. If you'll recall, Congress passed a permanent normal trade relations with Russia back at the end of 2012. We thought that was a great show of our willingness to come to the table and deal with them. Of course, they've also ascended up into to be a member of the World Trade Organization. And then as soon as all that was done, next thing you know, they're turning around and shutting down beef and pork because of our use of ractopamine. There is no science to base their decision on. In fact, we worked with the Codex Commission just last summer, which is the international commission that looks at food safety, and we were able to get a maximum residue level, an MRL, established for the use of ractopamine in beef and pork. That should have been enough to satisfy Russia. But unfortunately, I think that this also transcends just their concerns about ractopamine. As part of that permanent normal trade relations vote, the U.S. Congress put in some provisions on human rights violations in Russia that did not make the Russians happy. So I think it's been politicized as far as the beef trade component goes.
How do we solve this?
Right now, we are working with USTR and USDA to look at the whole host of options that may be out there under several different trade agreements that we have to fix this. Ultimately, we may have to go to the WTO. We don't want to pull the trigger on that quite yet, just because once you do that, you're caught up in that process. It could be 5-6 years. So we're trying to find something that's on the books now that we can use to get a short-term solution. We don't have that yet, but we are looking at it, because if we go the WTO route, it could be years before we get resolution to this situation.
Good news, obviously, from the Japanese. They're finally relaxing after all these years, going from that 20-month standard to the 30-month standard. You've got to feel good about that conclusion.
Oh, we're really excited about that. It's something that's been rumored for quite some time, and just last week we finally got the signatures on paper. That means this is going to go forward, and it's great to finally see some of these last vestiges of BSE from 2003 come down. There's a lot of opportunity left in not only Japan, but also all the other Asian markets as we look at full acceptance of all of the OIE provisions on trade under BSE.
Moving that standard up to 30 months of age, great news, according to Colin Woodall of NCBA. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. The 2013 Oklahoma Soybean Expo is a meeting you don't want to miss. Featured speakers include Daryl Holliday with Advanced Market Concepts, nationally known ag advocate Trent Luce, OSU's Jody Campici offering a farm bill update, and to tickle your funny bone, Jay Hendren, who offers a fun perspective of rural life. The Oklahoma Soybean Expo happens Wednesday, February 13th, starting at 8 a.m. There'll be a trade show, production information, and great networking with fellow producers. The Oklahoma Soybean Expo, February 13th at the West Watkins Center on the OSU campus, Stillwater. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.